KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. We are also proudly being heard on 92.3 FM, Smith, Mason Valley. We're taking over Northern Nevada. Got to tell you, it's happening because we are the FM Talk of Northern Nevada. We are your voice. I will do whatever I can to make sure that your voice is heard, and it is heard correctly. You know, we all have to do our research, and we all have to be patient. I don't know if you saw this, but the whole O'Donnell thing, you know, he went on Rachel Maddow and was saying things about the president again, and the whole Russian hoax just continues, and he had to backtrack it up, and his source, and blah, 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 once again, accusing the president of doing things that he hasn't done. We have to be patient. And remember that there are two sides to every story. And I love hearing both sides. We jump on bandwagons. We think, oh, well, this must be true, without doing research. So let me just say this. When it comes to the whole Miss Nevada controversy, be patient. Don't jump on any bandwagons, and the truth will come out. Again, just remember, there are two sides to every story. It was interesting from my debacle this morning. I didn't go to bed. I didn't leave my personal studio until 2 this morning, so I was quite exhausted, and I was getting into bed, and I must have jarred my alarm clock or something, because it went off like it normally does. Don't be mad at me. At 8:45, like it normally does. And I reach over and I snooze a little bit, and I play with the puppies because, yes, they are in bed. And it wasn't until I was sitting here yelling at my producer for 5 minutes and thinking this was going to be a hell of a show if I wasn't on the air again because no one was talking back to me. Well, that's when I actually opened my eyes and started looking at the computers around me and noticing that it was 8:50. Like, what the hell? That can't be right. I start looking at my phone a little bit closer, and I start looking at my laptop a little bit closer. I was here an hour early. Somehow my alarm got jarred to the next hour, and so I don't know, maybe I should just keep it there and I'll be ready for, oh wait, no, daylight savings time is fall back, spring forward, yeah, okay, so I would have to change it 2 hours, so we won't wait to do that. But in that hour of being early, I've just been able to go through so much stuff on social media and listening to Armstrong and Getty. And if you missed it, if you weren't there in the 8 o'clock hour, it was really interesting because they were talking about what we have been talking about for some odd, oh gosh, 2 months now. And that is the education that children are getting in schools, not just here in Nevada, the education, the sex education that they're getting all across this country. Because they all use the same curriculums. Planned Parenthood is in everything through the state, through the federal government. They seem to be the end-all, know-all. Somebody got mad at me online the other day for not supporting the SHARE curriculum and what's being taught in the schools and at the ages that it's being taught and the just, wow, depictions that they're putting. You know, I had somebody jokingly send me an email and said, you know, hey, they shouldn't teach it to high schoolers and they need to learn it like we did in the gutter. I said, well, I didn't really learn it in the gutter. I learned a couple of things in the gutter from friends, but, you know, mostly it was from my parents. But you have to understand that it's not just us. It's not just Washoe County. It's not just Northern Nevada. It is everywhere across this country. And so this prominent person in town who kind of thought was Republican, but I think he's being more wishy-washy because he wants to run for some sort of office at some point and get his name out there, said, well, I don't see what the issue is. They can opt out of the program. Opting out of programs in elementary school or high school is not that easy. And I say that because of an email that I got from a parent that has been fighting with the school district. And I love this because she turned me on to something that I didn't know about. So I sent it off to my researchers of the Washoe County School District. And it's like, what's up with this? This parent being lied to and going back and forth and back and forth to where I can feel her frustration in the emails that she sent me, not only between herself, but in the administrators, about the MAP testing. The MAP testing. I was speaking with my little sister through Big Brothers Big Sisters. And she was frustrated one day when I picked her up and I'd say, hey, what's going on? And she just started going on about these tests. We're always testing. It's this and that. And I'm like, well, yeah, you take tests when you're in school. That's what you do. You're talking about a pop quiz? She's like, no, it's these standardized national testing that they're tracking you with. Oh, well, that's interesting. I thought those were ACTs and SATs, you know, get your score and study. And no, these are, and then she starts explaining all this stuff to me. Let me tell you, this is not the school programs and systems that we have in place now. These are not the ones we grew up with. You thought Common Core was bad, SHARE bad, and all the other things that the way that they're monitoring your kids. So I'm reading this, and she is basically being told by one group that, yes, she can opt out. And the school, the principal, is telling her, no, I'm sorry, your child cannot opt out of these tests. So I'm going to see where this goes, and I'm going to contact a few other people like John Eppolito and, you know, see where we're going with this. But it's interesting, and I want to be involved in this because I know how things are going. This is actually from the school that I first met my little sister at. And we had on-site, you know, Big Brother, Big Sister, and then we'd just been together for so long, and she's gone to another school now, and I've watched her grow up, and now she's going into high school, and so we meet outside and we go do things and we have fun. But Veterans Memorial, this is a STEM academy, which first off I think is just outrageous. You know what STEM stands for? Science, technology, I think the E is engineering, mathematics. Why should you be focusing on the basics of what our kids need to be learning. All schools should be STEM schools. This is what kids need to be learning, not, you know, what gender fluidity, not what that is. It hurts my head, actually. This gives me a headache. But we're going to try and make a difference. I don't know what parents have been told, but you don't have freedom of choice. You don't have the freedom to just take your kids out. You don't have the freedom to opt out of these programs. And if you think you do, try opting out. Contact your school, wherever your kids are going, or your grandkids, or your nieces and nephews, and say, we want to opt out of the MAP testing. And if you don't know what the MAP testing is it rates your child, basically, and tracks them of how much they have learned. And they literally do it all the time. So once again, tracking your kids. More money is spent on surveys and given to corporations that, you know, track your kids than is actually being spent on their education, it seems like. Just incredible. The bureaucracy that has entered our educational system is really kind of disgusting. So, one of the biggest things that we talk about here in Northern Nevada, and just in Nevada in general, is what happens in California migrates to Nevada. Not only do they want to have a gun summit now with the governor, and you know he's going to jump on board with anything they say because he's paid for by Bloomberg, but now they're going after the ability of choice once again when it comes to your child's education. I want you to pay attention to this because we already had the legislature in this last session try this BS here. It didn't work. People started following it and figured out what it was. I'll tell you what it is right after this break. Talk lines are open at KKFT at 884-9910. It is your live and local FM talk station on 92.3 FM in Yerington and Hawthorne. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Little Mambo for you this morning. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. And since Craig is waiting on the line, let's go to those talk lines. Hi, Craig. What would you like to talk about?
Well, I just wondered where we were at with the recall of Mr. Sisolak. Do you know anything about that?
Oh, you give him too much credit calling him Mr. Craig, I do know that. I am involved with the group that is putting this all together. And what people don't understand is the recall action that you take through the legislative process, through the Secretary of State, is very direct. And you only have so much time and you have to have so much money to file the petitions. So what is going on is right now the rallies. The rallies are going on all over the state. It was 106 degrees in Las Vegas this past Sunday, and they had a wonderful turnout for their rally in Las Vegas. People are behind this. They're very supportive. But the petitions won't actually be signed until November. So they're having all of these rallies around the state, every single county. I'll be speaking at the one in Minden on September 15th, actually. I'm so excited to speak at that one. I've been able to go to Fallon, and I've been in Carson City, and I did one here in Reno. The point of these rallies is to raise the money through, we've been raffling off just some beautiful guns and firearms that have been donated and other things that have been donated, and collecting that with the group so the petitions can be filed, and getting everybody's names and emails and ready for the volunteers of when we have to send out these mass, mass groups of volunteers to get those signatures. So when people go to the rallies, they're not actually signing the petition right then and there. They're getting the ground. This is how grassroots programs work. They're getting everything set up to be ready for November.
Okay. Will you announce on the air when you're going to speak down at the one in Minden?
Yes, I will. And I hope you're able to come down. And I will continue to have... Thanks, Craig, for the call. I'll continue to have Angela Blass on the air as well. She is one of the founding organizers of this. And you can go to their Facebook page. You can... it's standupnevada.org, I think.
Okay.
Sorry. I keep messing that one up. But it's Fight for Nevada, Recall Sisolak, go to the different sites, and they keep updating them to make sure people know where we're going to be at. And if we haven't had a rally in a particular county, they're looking for chairs in those different counties still. I know we have one in Fallon, that's Linda, and in some other areas, but get on board. You know, become a volunteer, become a rally. Yeah. Craig, thank you so much for the call. And thank you for reminding me to talk about this, because it is so important. Talk about the Californianization of Nevada. And Sisolak is on board for this. He has been, you know, his campaign money, his campaign war chest. He's been paid to be on board with this through financing. I mean, this is just incredible. Now, with the gun laws, the red flag laws that were put through, a lot of money came from Bloomberg and his gun pack. You know, he's one of those types of politicians that only... want themselves protected with, you know, hired bodyguards and things like that. So I need to check my phone real here. Da, da, da. So I just misspoke. One of the committee members just texted me. Actually, the petition isn't going to be ready until January because of the holidays in November and December. So we are now looking at January. So this is how you do it. You get all your ducks in a row. And this is what Democrats, hate to say it, are excellent at. They are excellent at the ground level, at the grassroots projects that they do. It's like Obama and Holder now starting this organization that will go in to all of the different communities and educate their party leaders and the party volunteers on how to get the word out and how to redistrict different communities, how to redistrict. Because it's not just redistricting for congressional seats. It's redistricting for city seats, for county seats, to make sure that Democrats are in power. And we can't have that. They need to follow the laws. That's already something that we've dealt with here in Nevada. They need to follow the laws. But when you have, you know, a former lawyer and then you've got Holder, I don't even want to talk about what he is, going to these communities, basically they're looking from the mind's eye of how to circumvent the law. because they're lawyers. They know the law. It's like, what can you do to push it? How can you reword it? What can you do to change it? How do you think this whole popular vote thing came about? Put together by the lawyers in the Democrat Party and others, the brains behind it. How can we circumvent the Constitution? How can we get around Nevada's Constitution and the gun rights? Well, we come up with red flag laws. You just have to watch them. So this is what we will be doing. We will continue to raise money. Because it costs thousands upon thousands and thousands of dollars to do this effort. Could cost even more in the long run because of the rule changes that Sisolak signed. Imagine that. You're a sitting governor, and you know already that people are going to be coming after you to recall you. So let's change the recall regulations. Let's change the law. Make it tougher for them. Then they'll just give up. Nah. We're Nevadans. We don't give up. KKFT is the home of Fox News. 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 FM. So let's do it. Here's Fox News update. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open for you at 884-9910. Whether you're listening to 99.1 FM or you're listening to 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley, the number is the same. And so is the email. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. If you've got something that you'd like to send me, want me to look into, or if you just don't want to be on the air. Some people are shy when it comes to talking on the air. Obviously, I'm not, so I'll do the talking for you. Do want to let you know, put it on your calendar, Friday, September 6th, there is going to be a very important and emotional memorial run, or in my case, walk. You can run, you can walk, you can do it, whatever you feel comfortable with. I don't know. Did people still do that trot thing that woman online was doing? You can do that too if you want. But if you remember what happened, if you were here in 2011, you know exactly what happened in Carson City. Yep. It's been 8 years since the IHOP shooting. And we lost four amazing people. So the Nevada Guard is putting together a memorial run and walk on September 6th. And it's going to start at the IHOP right there at 7 a.m. So we hope we see you out there and remember these incredible people who were just, you know, relaxing. Having a day. And I'm not going to say his name because they do not deserve recognition. Came in and started firing. If you want to find out more about it, contact the Nevada Guard or just go on to carsonnow.org and you can see more there. But let's remember those that have fallen every day. Not just on anniversaries or things like that. Remember him every day. What happens in California does not stay in California. It infiltrates Nevada like you wouldn't believe. And you can trust me from the bottom of everything that I hold dear. That this is coming. The Californication of Nevada has already started, and it started years ago. What is finally starting now is called pushback. And that is hopefully what you want to be a part of, the pushback so we do not let this happen to our state. So if you go online, check out a story that's online from my friends over at News Channel 8. And California is now poised to overhaul its charter school system. Now, if you were paying attention to our legislative session, there was actually a bill in there that would put a moratorium on starting charter schools. Why would you want something like that? The majority of charter schools are succeeding. The kids are thriving. That's interesting. Why would you want to put a moratorium on? Could it be because our schools are 51st in the nation, even behind Washington, D.C.? Just look at the ACT scores. Stop looking at all these studies that Washoe County School District throws out at you or people that support them. Start looking at the actual numbers of the ACT scores and what employers, what the government, what others look at to actually see where our kids stand. Just because a kid in Nevada gets a diploma does not mean that they are ready for college, does not mean they are ready for junior college. With the reading and math skills, they shouldn't have even graduated high school. So why would California have a problem with their charter schools? They're publicly funded, just like, you know, most states. But like most states as well, they operate by different rules. That was another bill in the legislature to rein in charter schools, religious schools, online. You have to be careful. They create the curriculum. Teachers do what they're told in fear of intimidation. I have emails upon emails. California, the publishers of our textbooks, biggest publishers of textbooks are in California. Who do you think influences the writers of those textbooks and what those textbooks contain? Because they're not containing factual history. They're containing California opinions, like that capitalism is racist, that 11-year-olds should be learning about coitus. Your kids are going to know more than you do about a complete variety of topics. And it's going to shock you. And you're going to think, where did you learn that? They learned it from the school system. So it's not just in California. It's already here. The powers that be, those who some still call elected officials, no, the elected representatives, feel that they have so much power, especially when you have someone like Nancy Pelosi's nephew, Gavin Newsom, who for some strange reason, was not only elected mayor of San Francisco, but was elected after, look at San Francisco and all of his policies and how he ran San Francisco, and now he's running California. I tell you, he's going to be running for president. I can guarantee it. They're grooming him We are in so much trouble for our future. So much trouble. I have Paul White on all the time. And what is very disheartening is that I had him come speak at my Republican Women's Club. I'm first VP of Mount Rose Republican Women. So as first VP, I helped set up the speakers. Paul gave his presentation last night. And he put out a quiz on every single chair, every single table. And the quiz entailed questions like, where does the Washoe County School District stand? And gave multiple choice. You know, is it second in the country? Is it 10th in the country? Is it, you know, 40th? Is it 51st? As he's asking the questions, I'm listening to the people who are voicing their answer around me. And what do they say? They say 51st. People in this community know where we stand. They know that the teachers are underpaid and the upper administration is overstaffed and overpaid, yet nothing is being done about it. I don't understand. He went on with other questions about the law enforcement, the homeless issues. And people kept answering the questions correctly. How can I, as one person, sit in a room filled with 70 people who, for the most part, know what's going on and nothing is being done? What really makes me wonder is we had three people running for the school board of trustees. And the PAC that I am also on the board of was able to donate money to their campaigns. Two of those people got elected. I think it's a travesty that Jeff Church wasn't elected as well. A retired police officer who has given everything to this community, who does the research now. He should be enjoying retirement and his pension, but you know what he does? He helps spread the truth and does the research that other people do not have the time for. On subjects like the Washoe County School District, on subjects like law enforcement that he is very familiar with, on subjects like the Business Improvement District and how it is unfair and should not be in place. We have to start getting the right people in place and not just the names that people are familiar with. We have to start getting educators in places of power, in places where they can help make the decisions that they know will work for the school district, and not the ideas coming out of California, not the ideas coming from the completely ridiculous Department of Education for the federal government. I can think of a lot of ways to save money, and that would be one of the first departments I would get rid of. And it should have been gotten rid of when Trump was elected. Huh? Maybe that'll be a campaign promise for 2020. We'll see. But what is disheartening to me is I'm already having questions about one of those new people that got elected. You have to listen, and you have to pay attention. And you have to hold people accountable when they go back on what they say. What do you want to say about it? 884-9910. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. I want to thank Brad for his text not too long ago. Power is gold. Isn't that the truth, Brad? He came over here with his wife 2 years ago from California. And it's happening here already, folks. We got to protect what we know and love. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, also being heard on 92.3 FM in Yerington and Smith Valley. So we're taking all over Northern Nevada. It's your voice at 884-9910 and Monica at 991fmtalk.com. So I want to tell you that it works. Personal experience. Trying to figure out where the hell my husband was last night after I got done with my Mount Rose Republican Women's Club meeting and our wonderful speaker, Paul White. Paul D. White, actually, if you look him up, try and find QOL-Reno.org. I had to start texting him. I'm like, dude, it's 9 o'clock. Where are you? I thought he was going to be home a lot earlier than that. I knew he was doing the coach's show. And he just texts me. This is not a text that a wife wants to get. He just texts me, I'm waiting for the police. I'll be home soon. What the? So I'm immediately trying to, that just popped up on my screen. I'm immediately trying to get into my text and get in touch with him. It all goes back to see something, say something. As he was heading out to do something, saw a trailer and a boat and somebody looking suspicious. Yeah, they were dumping this in the desert. So he called in. He was smart enough to get the license plate. Called in, got a hold of dispatch, and they were sending people out. If you see something, say something. Whether it be drugs, whether it be somebody dumping a nasty, you know what, boat in the desert. If it's something like this last email I just got, somebody whizzing on the side of the road at Vista, right there by Bering. You know, what happened to indecent exposure laws? I thought we had things like that, too. You don't have to bust people just because they're homeless. You can bust them for other reasons. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Nicole this morning. Hi, Nicole. What would you like to talk about?
Hi, Monica. I CC'd you in an email last night. It was a correspondence between my son's school principal and I.
Oh, Nicole, I was talking about that earlier this morning. Yes, thank you so much.
Yes, and I went to meet with her this morning. And
okay, so I read a little bit of your email, and I was talking about the MAP program. Can I actually get you to call back at 11:03? And because yes. I've only got 1 minute left before I have to take a Fox News break. And I want people to hear your story because this.
Thank you.
Parents need to know this. Okay. Nicole, are you still there? Okay. No, yes. She hung up and she's going to come back. You have to hear this story of what Nicole is going through, what parents are going through. Just because somebody says you can opt out. No. If you can legally, they are going to do everything they can to keep you from doing it. Could that be lying to you? Probably. It's just the way things go. Tests have to be taken. Kids gotta have those tushes in the desks because that's how they get paid. They let other corporations, big corporations, do the testing to track your child. I remember when schools used to actually do that, when schools compiled the information and districts did the work and things like that. Yeah, no, we have administrators to ship that information off now and let somebody, that must be a slogan somewhere. Let somebody else do it. Yeah, no, I can't wait for you to hear Nicole's story. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, we are the home of Fox News, so let's get a Fox News business break here and some local news and the national headlines on 1 FM Talk.